Nothing makes you feel better than when you hear about a local company that is pivoting to support frontline healthcare workers. And we're going to be talking actually with a local company that is doing just that. The company is called Farmer's Fridge. You might have seen them before. They're started here in Chicago. They've expanded. They're in other cities as well. They're doing a lot of good. They're not only feeding frontline healthcare workers, but they've also contributed to food banks, and now they're even doing something else. And you know, you've seen them. You've seen them, especially. You know, it's a nice, easy way to grab a quick lunch, and it's usually really good for you food as well, but very tasty. They kind of look like green vending machines, but they're a lot more sophisticated than a vending machine. It's actually a very cool experience. There's one in our building here at WGN Radio, right at Wacker and Columbus, and I've often frequented it because you can get little snacks, you can get little sweets to tide you over that are healthy, and then you can get salads and grain bowls and everything too. So joining us now is the CEO of Farmer's Fridge, Luke Saunders. Hi, Luke. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about Farmer's Fridge. I try to describe it. I don't know if I was probably not as eloquent as you can do.
No, I think that sounded great. And, you know, I started the business 7 years ago in Chicago in a food court downtown. And the whole mission has just been about how do we make fresh, healthy food as accessible as possible. So my background was traveling salesman, and I just wanted to think of a way to make fresh, healthy meals more accessible.
It's so hard to find, you know, you're rushing from one place to the other, and you don't necessarily have time, and sort of the fastest options aren't necessarily the healthiest ones, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I find myself more often than not with fast food as the only option. And it really started with this idea that if I could make healthy food more convenient, more affordable, get it in more places, you know, it could solve a big problem for people. And so, you know, we started with the one fridge. Now we have over 400 across six states. So, yeah, I think we're getting there.
My goodness. And I described it brutishly as a green vending machine. It's much more. There's a lot of sophisticated technology. I mean, you guys had to invest a lot of money in that and building that tech.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started, we kind of mashed together two vending machines, threw a touchscreen on there, and it was still, you know, technology where you would walk up and see all the ingredients and beautiful pictures of the food. And over the last 7 years, we've really evolved that. So now it's great to hear you call it a green machine, but it's really the food is front and center, and you've got a really easy to use interface. And then we're tracking all the inventory real time. And the way the business model works is we actually make fresh food every day in our kitchen in Chicago. So we're, you know, cutting whole heads of lettuce or, you know, avocados on the line. And then we actually make dressings from scratch. We pack that all up and we deliver it out to the fridges 5 to 7 days a week.
And of course, now with the stay-at-home order, you guys really had to pivot. You had to completely change your business model.
Yeah, so normally we're selling food in office buildings and convenience stores and airports, so places where people are there for work and they're busy running from meeting to meeting or trying to catch a flight. And because of everything that's happened, you know, about 80% of our customers actually are working from home. And so we're still very active in the hospitals that we're in. Mm-hmm. About 25% of our business has always been in hospitals in Chicago and in New York. But because everybody went home, we actually started a home delivery program that we've been doing now for about 6 weeks.
And how's that been going?
It's been great. It's been growing really well week over week. We're getting great feedback from our customers. And, you know, it's been a really interesting way to connect with people and actually get pictures of, like, you know, normally they would be eating it at their desk, but they're eating it with their kids or the delivery driver's pulling up because it's the only car in the neighborhood right now. So it's been really well received.
And are you figuring out delivery on your own through your very own Farmer's Fridge company, or how do we order?
Yeah, so you can go to delivery.farmersfridge.com. Place an order on the website just like any e-commerce. Mm-hmm. Normally, you can see all the ingredients and different menu items. So we've got our classic salads. You've also got the grain bowls you mentioned, some healthy wraps and breakfast items. So you go on there, you place your order. You pick an order delivery date, which can be like 2 days or a week ahead of time. And then we show up in a refrigerated van and actually drop it right on your door with a no-contact delivery.
Okay.
And it's all our drivers, our food, all happening here in Chicago and also New York.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's all being safely done, like any type of other food delivery you would get. And it is really fresh. I mean, when I say fresh, this is super fresh, and it seems like really quality ingredients, too.
Yeah, no, we actually are doing things from scratch. So we get whole heads of lettuce in. And actually, you know, we even work with Publican here in Chicago. We've been using their bread for a few years now in our sandwiches. And recently we launched a chef collaboration program. So just it really speaks to the quality of the Farmer's Fridge food that we've got some of the, you know, some of the most incredible chefs in Chicago actually partnering with us to deliver recipes and get them onto that home delivery platform. So actually today we launched a program with a sandwich from Paul Kahan of One Off Hospitality. And we're also working on some menu items with Sarah Grunberg from Monteverde and Lee Wollen of Boca.
Okay, and Sarah Grunenberg, of course, you might remember her from Top Chef and Paul Kahn, the One-Off Hospitality guy, Blackbird, there's Avec, there's Publican, right, as well? So these are
exactly.
Award-winning.
Some of the best restaurants
right.
in Chicago,
so,
and really speaks, I think, to the quality of the food and what we're able to execute, and also a huge shout-out to them because a portion of the proceeds is actually going to go to employee relief funds for their restaurant.
Okay, so that's one way that you're giving back by giving back from the profits of this by supporting restaurant employees that are out of work right now. You've also been giving back by feeding the frontline healthcare workers, too. Like, I think you got some numbers on that. How many people have you fed?
Yeah, so we're actually feeding over 30,000 meals a week right now to healthcare workers across our different markets. And so we're up over, you know, a few hundred thousand meals over the last several weeks.
Wow. Wait, say that again. How many meals?
So about 30,000 meals a week. And so over the last several weeks, it's actually been a few hundred thousand meals altogether.
Wow. And so can I ask, how do you afford that? Are you just in a position to be able to do that? Or is this I'm assuming, is this going to hurt you in terms of your bottom line down the road?
Well, no. So actually, when we started doing it, it's a combination. So we've had donations come through that
okay.
actually helps to pay for the food. And then also some of the hospitals are actually purchasing the food for their employees.
Okay.
So what we our contribution to that was we discounted everything 25%. We're not charging for any deliveries or anything like that. And so we're basically selling the food at cost, and it's a combination of the hospitals and donations.
Wow, but still at cost, and you're not making any money. What do you think in terms of the other side of this? It sounds like you said you're in a variety of states. You said six states, right?
Mm-hmm. Six states.
So I'm assuming that a lot of them might be opening up soon, or sooner than we will be. How is this looking for your economic future?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, you know, we're surviving. We'll make it through this. And it's certainly been great that we've been able to adapt and meet our customers where they are at home delivery or help frontline workers. But I don't think the reopening is necessarily going to be an immediate back to normal because you have places like the airport that we operate in and sell a lot of food where travel will still be limited.
Right.
You know, we're hearing from our customers there won't be as many people in the office. So I think we'll be able to manage, but I'm not expecting it to be a huge change from right now.
And this is actually a text question from the 708 area code. Is there a list of the airports you're in on your website? I'm assuming that is you have that listed on the website?
Yes, you can go to our website. You can see every location for a Farmer's Fridge. You can also download the app and find them based on your location. We're in the Milwaukee Airport, the O'Hare Airport, the Indianapolis Airport, the Newark Airport, and soon to be a few more airports on the East Coast.
Well, congratulations on all your success. Hopefully continued success on the other side of this. And thanks for all the work that you're doing. Really appreciate you. Luke Saunders, CEO of Farmer's Fridge.